You're listening to Archer Radio.
Archer of ArcherRadio.com. Today is Sunday, January 29th, 2006. I almost said 2005. Say hi, boyfriend.
Hi, boyfriend.
We are currently leaving Naked Mountain, which we will talk about in a minute, but I think we should talk about, to begin with, what we've done today. Today we went to Linden Winery. And we had a special, I call it special because I really enjoy it, the cellar tasting at Linden Winery. And the boyfriend has the tasting notes. No, actually, I have them. Can you hold this for just a second, sweetheart? Don't press any buttons.
I won't. But I can say that Archer had vegetarian lasagna this afternoon, and he really enjoyed the lasagna prepared with roasted zucchini, eggplant, and grilled tomatoes.
I remember back.
In fact, he enjoyed it so much that Archer wanted a second piece of the vegetarian lasagna, and he was told that he could not have a second piece because they ran out. He had the last piece of vegetarian lasagna. Archer ate vegetarian lasagna.
Pass over the... See, I think you pressed the button. Nope, it's still going. See, honey, you can't press the buttons because you'll...
I didn't do anything.
I know.
I did absolutely nothing.
All
except
right.
Reveal the truth.
So, pick up the small folded up notes. Let's talk about what
I didn't hear, please.
Please. No, not that. The small notes there. It folded up. Okay. Because I want to talk about the two different, or you know, the different wines we tasted at the cellar tasting. At the beginning, we had two Chardonnays. One was a... Open it up, honey. Open it up. My goodness.
Oh, this one that says long eggplant, heavy zucchini. I have it. Okay.
Now, honey, open up the paper. The big one, the big one.
Have all this
rain. Oh, God, he's just... Okay, at the beginning, there was two Chardonnays, remember?
Yes. All right, I have them.
Okay, what were the two Chardonnays?
Hardscrabble Chardonnay 1999, Hardscrabble Chardonnay 2001.
And we liked the Hardscrabble Chardonnay 1999, did we not?
We did, but I prefer, overall, I preferred the one that they were pouring in the tasting room, which was actually produced by this wine grower. She has like this cult following.
No, that's not her.
It's 2002.
But that's not her. That's not. They said they weren't tasting anything from hers in the tasting room right now.
Her last name is Avinius.
Avinius, yeah.
And so we are going to have the Avinius wines in April.
Right, because they had told us that there's going to be a barrel tasting in April, and they're going to be tasting her, this lady. Now, we have to explain what her connection is and how that comes about.
Well, apparently, this winemaker of all the Virginia wineries has really sought to make Bordeaux-style Virginia wines. And so his terrain reflects the French-style wines in which Chardonnay grape-grown in this location is different than the Chardonnays grown in that location. And yet it all comes from the same, it's produced by the same vineyard. And so it's terroir is the term used. And in addition to what he grows in his estate, he has wine growers, grape growers from outside of his own estate who grow grapes for his vineyard. And Avinius is one of them.
Right, and so they end up naming the wine after the person whose vineyard they got the majority of the grapes from, correct?
Yes. So it's Big Bertha's Wines. Her name is Bertha.
That's what we'll call your section of the winery. You know, when we open our winery, it'll be called the Archer Winery.
I don't recall having that conversation.
If I win the lottery, that's what it'll be called.
I recall a winery that reflects the beauty and talents of the winemaker's spouse.
And I would be the winemaker's spouse.
No, you would be the caretaker of the vineyard. You would be getting up at early hours of the morning, tending to the grapevines. You would be making the wines after going to extensive wine and grape growing sessions. You would be the one pruning and tending the vines. I will be pouring the wines for those who visit our vineyard. I would be cleaning off, wiping down the tables upon which our wines will be resting. I will be putting out the various
crackers.
Products, crackers, cheeses. I might be wiping off the glass, any glass doors or windows to make certain that they're appealing to the public at large.
So your middle name will be Maria?
No. I sort of think of myself as the cruise director of the vineyard.
So you'll be planning events then too?
Well, picking out the dates on the calendar that we want to have them would be my job.
Well, you know, we're going to be very exclusive. We're not going to have events. Our wines are going to be so exclusive that people will only be able to find us through the internet and word of mouth.
That would be just you and I.
We're going to talk it up, though.
Well,
okay, let's get back to the cellar tasting. So we had the two Chardonnays, 1999 and 2001. I enjoyed the 1999, but there certainly was nothing really wrong with the 2001.
Yeah, nothing at all.
All of their wines were very, very good, I have to say.
Yes.
Then we moved on to their reds, the red that they were serving at the cellar tasting, and they were both from the Glen Manor vineyard, I guess, and they're called the Glen Manor Red, even though they're produced by Linden. And we had the 2000 and the 2001. And what are your comments about those reds?
Well, both are very good. One tended to be a bigger fruit one, fruitier taste than the other. The other one, the 2001, reflected a very definite drought year. A lot leaner, less fruity. The tannins are probably a little more pronounced. I tended to enjoy that one.
Whereas I thought it was too tannic, and I thought the 2000 was smoother for me.
However, I would enjoy both of them. I mean, both are very good.
I would agree. I would definitely agree with that. And then we moved on to the late harvest. Late harvest what? What do you call this? That's a sneeze by the boyfriend. Bless you, dear.
Thank you.
Late harvest what? Like, you know how we've...
Vidal Blanc.
Okay, Vidal Blanc. That's what I was going to say. And we had the 2003 and the 2000 late harvest Vidal Blanc. We definitely noticed, I don't know if I could say significant differences, but the 2001 for me was the darker... 2000 was... Look on my notes. What do my notes say?
Well, 2000 is definitely darker and it's candy.
Is that the one that had the candied orange on it?
You just said 2001.
What am I?
Two choices here, 2000, 2003.
What am I talking about? Oh, 2000, yes. I'm sorry. The 2000 had a darker color, and definitely I picked up candied orange. But the boyfriend thought maybe, Lair, that I was picking up the strong apricot flavors.
I got a lot of apricot out of it.
Again, both were very nice, but I think we both would prefer the 2000. But what's the reason we were thinking we might like the 2000?
Well, it does have that candied, honey, more of an ice wine texture to it.
It also reminded us just slightly of the Grey Ghost Adieu that we have quite often at your house.
It's very special.
Very special. So the overall, the cellar tasting was pretty good.
It was excellent.
It was excellent. The lady was relatively knowledgeable. She certainly gave us some tips and some leads on some other information with wineries. And then we decided we would go upstairs, because the cellar tasting obviously is in the cellar. And we both enjoyed, well, you bought a bottle of the claret, and we had some...
It was... Avignus Chardonnay 02.
No, honey, we had a bottle of the claret. The rest
yes,
of...
But, yes, we did. But what did I purchase to bring home?
Oh, to bring home, yes.
02 Avignus
Chardonnay. But I'm saying when we were just sitting up on their deck or whatever.
And what kind of sausage did you eat?
Venison. Yes, I ate the venison sausage.
Yes, Archer once again had venison with grilled eggplant and olive salad.
There was no grilled eggplant and olive salad. We had venison. What kind of cheese was that we had?
Cheese with olive bits.
No. Some kind of,
it was that kind of cheese with eggplant. I don't know. Archer ate the whole thing.
Honey, please. There was no eggplant on this day at all.
That's what I want you to believe.
Okay. Let's make them believe that. I ate some eggplant in the cheese. Yeah, right.
And you liked it.
Did I?
Yes.
I liked it so much
you
that...
You ate the whole thing. Now let's talk about... Claret.
I was just going to ask, what were your impressions of that claret?
Very dry.
Very dry.
Long finish.
Yes.
But a blend, which is a claret. I think it was more full body, but not necessarily big.
Well, it was on the edge of being big for me.
Well, it was very dry. And, in fact, we are bringing the bottle home. We didn't finish the whole thing. And I know that Archer will be having it with his grilled... I did keep some of that grilled portobello mushroom for you.
Perfect. When we get home, I'm packing that up in the cooler for you to take home, honey.
After you take your half.
You know what I was thinking I might have with this leftover claret?
Chocolate cake.
Chocolate, exactly.
That's fine.
Yeah, I was going to say, that would go well, wouldn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so, didn't you say something about, like, smoky flavor or nutty or something about that claret?
Smoky. Nutty, chocolatey, cocoa.
By the way, for those listeners who haven't figured it out, we're recording with the Eye River in Studio C, which would be my car.
Where's Studio B?
Studio B is your apartment, your condo. Okay, so after we enjoyed the claret, the venison sausage, and that cheese that you don't know the name of it is, then we had some discussions with the wine people. And then where did you decide we should go for like a major lunch?
Nude Mountain.
Naked Mountain. It's called Naked Mountain.
All the same thing.
So then we drove. Well, I got lost a little bit because I don't have my... navigation system, so I took the wrong direction, but then we turned around and came back and went to Naked Mountain. Really only went about 5 minutes out of the way, and oh my goodness, I'm just going to say, because this is not on the wine blog, that I was not impressed with their wines. I'm sorry to say, you know, I don't know what you're going to say, but Archer was not impressed with Naked Mountain's wines. So we had a tasting there, and I wasn't impressed. What are your thoughts?
Not overly spectacular. Not bad wines. Nothing extraordinary about them. I liked... the Vapor Red was okay. One of the Chardonnays were okay. made, we've had worse wines.
Well, that's true. We've definitely had worse wines. But now then, we decided, because every weekend in, is it January or February?
Yeah.
Naked Mountain has a lasagna lunch, where you can get a chunk of lasagna and a glass of wine for $15. And we opted for the sausage lasagna, no matter what the boyfriend says. We both had sausage lasagna, and we had their Cabernet Franc as the wine that we had with our lasagna. And I have to say that even though I didn't overall care for their wines, the Cab Franc with the lasagna was not bad.
It was okay. And we have to keep in mind, you had the vegetable lasagna, so that brings in some a different taste. I had the sausage lasagna.
I had the sausage lasagna. Why do you insist on telling the listeners that I ate vegetarian lasagna?
Because that's what I ordered for you.
Well, then
you heard me.
It came as sausage.
You distinctly heard me say to the cashier, "We will have one sausage lasagna. He would like to have the vegetarian lasagna."
Well, he was definitely a cashier because he certainly didn't impress us with his wine knowledge or even skills.
Well, he was one of the worst wine pourers we've had.
He was awful. So we enjoyed the lasagna in the Cab Franc, and then now we're in the car going home. But now the topic that I really would like to discuss is, and maybe you can help me with this, the boyfriend, is consistently from winery to winery that we attend, that we visit, whatever, there's always children at these wineries. And I can't for the life of me figure out why parents would bring their children to the wineries. I mean, what are your thoughts on that?
I don't know either. I'm trying to still figure out why you would bring very small children to adult activities.
Yeah, like between the ages of infant to like 6 years old.
And of course they scream and cry and carry on because they're bored. I have not figured it out myself.
Well, the two that were there when we were having our lasagna were like running back and forth across this hardwood floor, making all this noise, and just, it's like, what are these parents thinking?
They're not thinking. They're thinking that because they think their kids are cute, everyone else will think they're cute. When really, they're just
brats. They're obnoxious. Yeah, they're brats.
Well, you should know. You work with that age group.
Yeah, but they're just not the same, not the same. Well, so I guess we really don't have a hypothesis why parents bring kids to wineries, do we?
I don't know why, no.
All right, well, let's go to, I brought the, because lately on the website we've been getting lots of comments, so I printed out the comments for the boyfriend to read while we're driving, because obviously I can't read and drive at the same time. But before we get to that, I did want to mention that I got an email from Bert from Musings Northwest, and he did comment that he's unable to see our videos on his video iPod. And I wrote him back, but just to reiterate for the rest of the listeners, that there are so few people right now viewing the videos on the video iPod that I have decided not to compress the videos in the video iPod format, but yet go for the cleaner, the crisper, the more square version that you see on the website now. But people who listen and view the videos through iTunes should have no problems at all whatsoever. So thank you, Bert, for the heads up, and I'm sorry that you'll just have to watch them through the iTunes. So, yeah. Okay, so now moving on to the comments. The first one is from Wednesday when we talked about, well, we had the video of the Tartaglia wine that Special Delivery Mark sent us. And what are the comments that were left from that show, the video that we posted?
Well, for Ronnie, it says, "I can't get your movies or podcasts to download on my computer. Is there some software I need to listen and view the shows?"
Well, Ronnie, I wrote you back, but I'm hoping by this time you've figured that out. But if you're only going to the website, you really should probably download iTunes and view the videos and listen to the podcast through iTunes if you don't have an iPod. So that's my suggestion for Ronnie. So, what other comments do we have there?
From Bert. Yes, love the intro on this short. You two are so cute together, enjoying a simple but yummy pasta dinner. Great iMovie. Keep them coming, Archer.
Well, that means that Bert was able to view it through his iTunes, and thank you, Bert. We'll, of course, keep making videos for Archer Radio.
So he was able to enjoy my beauty, and he was also able to observe Archer eating yet more vegetarian dishes.
He's totally making that. That is not on the website.
Now, here we have from Lee in Pikesville, Maryland. Beautiful production on the video, Archer. Did you do that in the new movie? It won't be long before Hollywood whisks you away. Keep them coming.
Oh, I think I did mention that one before. So thank you, Lee. And yes, I did do that on the new iMovie 6.
From W.
Wait. This is from Thursday, where we talked about the Mount Brow Sangiovese.
Yes.
These are the comments from that day.
And W says, Archer really did like the squash. I did not make that up. I did. Archer really did eat the squash. Thanks for the birthday wishes. Happy birthday, boyfriend. Your roast pork dinner with spaghetti squash, which Archer liked, sounds fantastic. And as a longtime Julia Child fan, I have loved cooking for years. Your description of the mood wines with the food send my salivary glands into overdrive. And the sight of Archer eating smoked, roasted spaghetti squash makes me very happy.
Who sent that comment?
John. Who closes by saying, best wishes, and Archer, I only hope that you're eating your vegetables. Happy birthday, W. I hope you have a wonderful day with Archer and your family. You are a bright, spirited man who is a joy to listen to. Thank you, Harry.
That's from Harry, who's a mystery total. And now this is from the Friday show about me making the birthday cake and the, me making the birthday cake. Speaking of that, you probably already saw the video earlier this week of me making the birthday cake. Hope you enjoyed that. So here are the comments from that day.
From Michael Sage. Happy birthday, and many more to come. Thank you, Michael Sage.
He's from Squamish, British Columbia.
Hope you had a great day, ate a great meal, and got laid. Well, yes, Archer took care of all of those things, including the great vegetarian meal. Congrats to both of you on the writing gig. Wow. From Bert, congrats on the writing assignments. That's very exciting. It is. Bert also says, happy birthday. Thank you, Bert. And John Ong, one of our favorite listeners. Congrats on your new recognition and venture into writing about wine. I don't take any alcohol, just do not like the taste. But I have to say, listening to you guys drinking wine with food really makes me want to do that. I'm a foodie and I enjoy food. Farther on the topic, I may appear not so fat, but Archer, did you know I'm 192 pounds? In a year, I have gained 20 pounds.
Oh, I can't believe that, John. I can't believe that you've gained 20 pounds in a year. Because you're like 5'11", 192. Wow, that's I think that's probably average.
I mean, probably.
I don't really know, but I would think that that's average. And do we have any more comments, honey?
No, I think that's it.
Well, I think that's we've probably covered the day and the comments. Is there any other things you'd like to say about the winery visits today, or your birthday, or anything?
Well, we Archer bought more lottery tickets, and we can only hope we win the lottery soon.
I'm hoping so. We bought them in relatively rural Virginia, so you know only people out in the sticks win the lottery. So we're hoping.
Yeah, we're almost home.
Oh, honey, we have like a minimum half an hour to go.
10 minutes, we'll be home.
See, this is one thing that the listeners don't understand is that the boyfriend has this skewed idea of time and distance, and he has no clue how far we are away from something or how long it will take to get there. And he's constantly saying that, oh, we'll be there in 20 minutes. Well, on the way to the first winery, Linden, today, at like 15 minutes into the trip, he's like, oh, we'll be there in 10 minutes.
And we were.
No, we weren't. 40 minutes later, we got there.
Minus 30 minutes equals 10 minutes.
Yeah, why would you minus the 30?
Because it's not necessary to count them.
But you have to travel them. You're not making any sense, sweetheart.
I don't recall traveling those 30 minutes.
And you call yourself a math major?
I never said that.
Well, anyway. So let's...
I said I was a math major.
I'm teasing with you, honey, sweetheart. Let's review for the week. On Monday, you saw the birthday cake video. On Tuesday, you heard our podcast from the Rappahannock Cellars. On Wednesday, you saw the video from our Rappahannock Cellars video. And now today's Thursday, you're listening to our trip on Sunday from Linden and Naked Mountain. So I don't know if we'll have a show on Friday or not. It just depends on how my week is going. So that's all for now, boys and girls. Until next time, say goodbye, boyfriend.
Goodbye.
Bye.
You've been listening to Archer Radio.